And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys golf team, Coach Steve Kofed. And Coach, you're able to host, Thief River Falls, East Grand Forks, and Roseau. You were able to play. You ended up finishing fourth. Garrett Fisher had the second best individual score, the 78. And you saw a lot of good things here in getting another round in.
Yeah, it was. It's always nice to come and be able to play at home. Golf course that the guys have, you know, have played at least a handful of rounds over the course of the last few weeks. Sometimes the playing at home piece of the puzzle is what kind of comes back to haunt you, just because, you know, you've pulled shots off in the past and you don't necessarily pull it off come tournament time, and that not necessarily is what happened to us on a few people or a few holes. But we ended up coming out and, like I said, getting around in at home and for the most part playing, again, okay golf.
And Garrett Fisher led you once again. He shot a 78, and he had on the front nine, he really golfed well. He had birdies on the third, eighth, and ninth holes, and all in all, a really good first front nine.
Yeah, that front nine was really good, especially in the picture of he did not get off to a very good start. Hit a really good tee shot just short of the green on one, and then ended up walking out of there with a five, so we ended up having a couple chips and whatnot, and then on two ended up, I think, making a six or a seven, and kind of the same idea. Didn't hit it out of bounds, just ended up not chipping the way he wanted to, so his short game wasn't quite ready to go right off the bat today, but then he ended up bouncing back, making a nice birdie on three, and then finishing up on the back-to-back par fives where he could use his length as an advantage to be able to finish up with a pair of birdies.
Then you had a bunch of scores all within 10 strokes of each other, or 9 strokes of each other. You had Brandon Tanquist with a 90, and he had 8 pars, but there was just a couple holes that got the number a little higher.
Yeah, it kind of seems like for him, he said he putted better, he chipped the ball pretty well, but he had some tee shots that were a little bit off now and again, and a couple of those cost him. And then a couple iron shots that he just didn't quite know what direction they were going to go for a little stretch. So, you know, him giving himself a chance again, like he did in the Pines last week where he got off to a decent enough start, he's going to get himself below that 90 number here, hopefully before this week is over, and then be able to realize what did I have to do to get there and stay below it. And that's kind of the piece of the puzzle that we're searching for with Brennan. But all in all, you know, he came out and battled. Always has a good attitude, like we've said, the entire time for him, and that's half the battle, too.
Yep. Evan Shockman, he shot a 91. He had 1 birdie and 5 pars, 5 bogeys. So those numbers weren't too bad at all.
Yeah, you put 6 holes together like that, you should be able to put together a decent score. And I didn't really catch Evan too much today as I was kind of walking around. My kids got pretty spread out. We played really quick. So if I wasn't necessarily right there to catch him as I kind of walked, jumping between hole and hole, he kind of eluded me a little bit at that point. But, you know, you put together 6 holes or you're under par or even par or 1 over par, that's, you know, a 30 around. You just got to get the next third to be, you know, not that far off from there. And then you're bad 6 and not be too bad. And that's the piece that, again, we're working on from top to bottom, is trying to find ways to eliminate those 6, 7, 8, 9s. Those are the ones, again, that we've said forever are killing our rounds, and we got to find ways to be a little bit better and turn those doubles into bogeys.
Yep. Ashton Shockman, he shot a 93, sort of the same. He had 4 pars, 8 bogeys, but then there was 5 doubles and 1 triple.
Yeah, and a lot of Ashton, as I watched him 3 or 4 different holes, it was just kind of trying to talk to him about, you know, the percentage pieces of it. How do we not necessarily save a stroke with our shot, but just on a punch out or something like that? Let's make sure we're really dialed into what we're trying to do on this one. Because if we aren't, we might hit a decent enough shot, but then it doesn't get far enough. So on 9, I said, let's punch it 100. Let's fly it about 100 yards. It'll hit the hill. It'll kind of go down to the bottom on this punch out. Not that we were in a terrible spot. We hit it 60 yards. It probably traveled 100 yards total. Then he ended up underneath the pine tree. So we were still able to get it up by the green in our third shot, but it wasn't that we just would have been a little bit better. Got it past that pine tree where we had an open look. Now all of a sudden we knock it on the green, and we probably are, you know, playing that same outlook a handful of times, a half a shot better. And that's kind of the piece. If you start turning those doubles into bogeys or bogeys into pars, sometimes it's just a matter of being a little bit more precise.
Then you also had Tate Hamry, the sophomore. He shot a 95, and he had a better second nine, it looked like.
Yeah, I think Tate, really, for the most part, was just some of the full swings. I think he said he had 4 or 5 balls that he hit out of bounds. So you take you take 8 or 10 penalty shots away, and next thing you know, he's at mid-80s. You know, that's not a bad score by any means for us. So, you know, we're there. We're getting closer, like we've been saying. It's now a matter of just actually seeing it happen one time where we put it together for a full 18 holes. And that's kind of our next step for a lot of us.
Then the final score, that came from David Duck Savage, and he turned in a sub-100. He shot a 99, had a couple pars as well, 9 bogeys, and he continues to show some solid play.
Yeah, definitely a much better recovery from what we were at in the Pines. I'm sure that's the comfort level of playing in Aqua. And kind of asked him if this was the first time that he broke 100. He said no, he's broken 100 a couple of times last year just playing on his own. And I think he said he shot like 95 or something in a JV meet once last year. So him being able to get out and get under 100, especially when he needed to take a par or bogey the final hole for the two to be able to get that under 100, you know, when you all of a sudden know that your score is really close and having to try to finish with a strong outcome to be able to break that 100 number, that's always a good thing to see. That's great to see him break 100. Same thing for 90. It even gets bigger when all of a sudden you got to find a way to make a par in the last hole to shoot 79. You know, there's always a big jump as soon as you get to all of a sudden down to that next wave of 10 strokes.
Yep. Overall thoughts on the day?
Yeah, it was good to get it in. I'm looking forward to a busy end of the week here where we can get a couple strokes or a couple rounds in a row. Couple good days of practice, hopefully, and we can, like I said, get back at it on Thursday over in Grand Forks.